Yo, 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 Facts of Cap Podcast, episode 15. We back, baby.
You know so motherfucking 15.
We back, baby.
Let's get to it, man. I don't care how y'all weekends went, man. Y'all niggas.
I seen y'all niggas anyway. Fuck
yeah. Right, we all together. Fuck that shit. Y'all seen the presidential debate. The white versus. Matter of fact.
Well, we know who won.
Wait a minute. I got sound.
That's Trump and Biden.
Yeah, that's Trump and Biden.
Boom, boom. Yo, son of hoe.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Trump.
Hey, Trump must be soldier. He just gonna yell over your ass. So, man, listen.
And Biden was other nigga stuttering and shit.
Yeah, so.
Stutter.
Yeah, man, give me y'all thoughts. Well, how do you feel about this? Do you think that we progressed as a nation to figure out who
we are? I think we regressed. Like, honestly, I feel
this
like.
This is America.
Whoever you had going into that, it didn't change your mind.
It wasn't nothing to learn.
You didn't learn shit from that. But it was terrible, man. To me, it was entertaining at first. Because, like, yeah. Say what you want, Trump was funny.
Yeah.
Like, the way he was, like, ridiculing him.
See, that'd be the thing about Trump. Like, the nigga, you hate the nigga, but the nigga really say some funny-ass shit. You can't deny.
Shit. So I was just like, all right. After a while, it was just.
There's some childish shit.
It was childish, and it was like, the mediator was trash.
You thought he was trying?
The mediator was trying. What else did he do?
Yo, wasn't shout to Christopher Wallace, a.k.a. Biggie. That was the mediator. That was his name, Christopher Wallace.
That's the only Christopher Wallace.
I thought that nigga asked some good questions.
It's not the questions you asked. I felt like he didn't take control.
How?
Who gonna can take you control with Trump?
That's like trying to control this nigga once he get on the rant. It ain't nothing you can do. Just let the nigga talk.
We some trash mediators too then. Like, but hey, I was just like, yeah. Because, like, you're right. It was good questions.
He even told him to shut up at one point.
I'm trying to hear it.
The nigga told him he's a clown. But the nigga Trump was arguing with the mediator. So it's like, damn, I mean, he tried what he could do. It's just like, first of all, like he told him, he said, yo, we doing off the shit that you agreed with. Y'all agreed 2 minutes.
He agreed at that moment.
Yeah, but you still trying to argue with me, bro. Like, I mean, I felt like if it hit anybody, it would be Trump, but it didn't really. I felt like if I'm, like, Trump's people, if I'm somebody that's voting for Trump, it really didn't. Like, it didn't change his mind. Because all he did was really just yell over the nigga the whole time. Then I felt like he was out of line when he started talking about his children, his sons.
Yeah, hey, this a war.
Crap.
It's a war. Ain't
yeah, but the thing about Trump is my issue is that he didn't really say, he lied about shit. He didn't say facts to nothing. Like,
that's why I was
it's not
that's
about what you say, it's about how you say it.
No, listen. What I'm saying is I get it. I think the problem I have with the Democratic Party is that they have to catch up. You're not going against a standard like presidential. This isn't a standard presidential election. So when you see somebody like Trump, he's taking tactics that you're not used to, like non-traditional tactics. Whereas to, like, say you're going against George Bush or like other Republicans that we've had in office, it's a traditional thing. Like, you know, we're going to debate like this, we're going to say this, we're going to do that.
He's not a politician.
It's not that. So that's what you got to understand. I think one thing I will say that I actually was surprised by with Joe Biden, he actually seemed, like, energetic. Like, he seemed...
Did he?
I mean, the nigga usually seemed like he got dementia or some shit. Like,
he did better than probably what people thought.
He seemed alert to me. Like,
on drugs for real.
I just think
so much you can do, man.
To me, it's like, yeah, I mean, if a nigga shouting over you, bro, you don't want to look like that. You don't want to get in a shouting match about it. You don't want to make this about you. That's what Trump was trying to make it about. I think the smart thing to do, focus on Trump. Trump is the type of guy who's going to overspeak you. He wants to dominate you. He wants to flex his muscle. I'm the leader. This is about you. You're not worthy. So I think what he did was right. Like, sometimes you got to, you know what, let me let him talk himself into some bullshit.
I wish they had, like, a fact checker. Like,
it don't matter.
Somebody put up a stat. Just And not for them. Yeah. For like, I'm watching on YouTube. They just have, well,
well, I mean,
a fact, you know, they have those little ticker on ESPN or something.
False.
And just have numbers there.
One thing I will say is that Chris Wallace, he did, like, a lot of the times tell Trump, like, that's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's like, that's not true. Like I said, I don't know. Like, man, I think he hit the right areas with the questions. He asked about, you know, what he do. He asked him about denouncing white supremacy. He wouldn't do it.
He shout out his gang, told him to stand down, but stand by.
So, yeah, you know, he said stand back and stand by.
Yeah, like, them niggas, man. You see them on Twitter?
Yeah, man.
Well, they ready. I can't wait to go to war, too.
Hey, man.
It's gonna be a civil war if it goes another four years. It'll be a civil war in the next two years if Trump president. Yeah,
why he think that?
Because you're trying to split America.
He's mad divisive.
And then these crackers gonna think that they can do whatever the fuck they want to do. And then
I guess I'm just asking out of curiosity. I'm not really challenging you.
I mean, this
it's
is
more so like how does it start? Like, who are the
militia? Yeah, you'll have groups of people like making their own law, terrorizing. And then you'll have like martial law, like trying to like curfews and shit, and they'll be like, and it'll start from there.
People using their power.
You know, I don't think it's gonna be like a,
I don't know if
North
it's
versus South. Type
yeah,
of
that's, thing. What, that's what I think.
Civil unrest. And then we might be in a state of war.
It's not gonna be war. Kinda it's like gonna be chaos.
Like the Tulsa thing back in the day. Like just the people.
But think about the people that the people. In multiple places.
Yeah, like in multiple states.
I mean, I think it's we seeing bits of it at these marches and shit.
Yeah.
So I could definitely see that.
It could happen. I hope it don't. Like, I'm not. But I'm ready if it do.
I don't know. The way I can close this is, man, I got the person you're supposed to vote for. Rashad Tate. Don't vote for Rashad Tate. Vote for Lorenz Tate. He the only one that can get us through this. You feel me?
I mean, he a liar, but he a good liar. Like, he don't lie to They all lie. He just gotta know how to lie.
Shouts out to Power.
Keep it 50.
Man. You know what we here for. I'm gonna let you bring it in, man. What happened with that? Talk your
nice,
shit.
Nice, nigga.
I'm gonna go last. Speak your shit, my nigga.
Well, I've been saying this shit since what? Episode 2? Episode motherfucking 2? I wanted to hear what Tory had to say.
Episode 2, about 4 or 5.
All right, well, early on. And we've brought this shit up multiple times. And I finally got what I wanted.
Tell the people what we talking about.
Tory Lanez, you know, dropped his response in artist fashion, which he should have did. He put it in music. He get on live and do that shit, we wouldn't have took it serious. I heard what he said. He said he ain't do it. And I believe him.
Well, we know that. Well, I guess.
All right, I'm not going to say I believe him 100%. I'm going to say I believe that there's more to the story than just he shot her. I heard what I need to hear. Now I'm just ready for the facts. I'm not saying he's right. I'm not saying she right.
So do you,
but for everybody that just thought, oh, he shot her, did that not change y'all views? Did y'all want to hear both sides of the story? Don't this teach you a lesson that you need to hear both sides of the story before making it?
Talk spicy, nigga.
I'm gonna let my boy go.
I'm just asking.
Talk spicy.
Look at that.
All these questions will be answered. I got something.
He's looking at you, nigga.
I got something for
him. I asked the question. Go ahead and answer that.
No.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. This is how I feel. This is a teachable moment. That at times,
in life,
there's three sides of every story. One side, your side, and the truth. We probably ain't never know the truth.
And Tom, right? I don't mean to interrupt. I already said that I don't think that neither one of them are telling the whole truth.
Okay. Continue. I don't think you said that on this pod.
Okay. Maybe I said it behind the scene. Maybe I said it to you. But you know my body.
I just want to make sure that they know. Saying? They know. Cause
what was you saying?
I've been getting all the backlash.
My bad, Charlotte. They know. Go ahead. What was you saying?
All right, but
who shot me?
That being said, I don't remember exactly what all I said. That was weeks ago.
You said a lot of shit.
I said a lot of shit, but I also said, like, if a black woman says she's been shot, and the state of the culture we're in, and the way the facts were presented, the actual facts, there was a gun found.
She stepped on glass.
The gun that wasn't a fact. That was an
That's what was said. That was a fact at the time.
It wasn't a fact.
It was an incorrect fact, but it was a fact. That was the allegation.
That was like story. She might have stepped on glass. I didn't know that to be a fact.
That's in the police report. That's what she told the police.
It came out that she initially told the police she stepped on glass. So she came out and said
that means it
before
was
Tori even said anything, she said that she was protecting him. She said she was shot. She put up a picture of her foot.
I can only speak on me. When I first heard it, I heard that as a rumor. I didn't know that was on the police report. Mm-hmm. I heard that she told the police that. But anyway, from when I first was into the story, she said that he shot her. So I didn't all the way condemn. If I'm mistaken, I might have said, if he did, that's fucked up. Why would he do that? There's no excuse. I don't need to hear more than that. And then waiting on him to say something. But I did say that I want to know. I think that was like the third episode. I want to know what he's going to say. And it was like, if he shot her, there's nothing else to say.
I think the confusion, I don't even say running confused, I don't know. But I think where he's misunderstanding, the last time we was talking, that was the Sesame episode when we started talking about it. We said, do we need to know what happened to know that he basically shot her? That was the argument we had, just putting that out there.
So to wrap it up.
But we don't know if he shot her.
He said he didn't shoot her.
Mm-hmm.
Her best friend, allegedly, that was in the car, unfollowed her. And the people be like, social media, I mean, yeah, it means shit sometimes. And we're waiting on her statement. And apparently another person that said they talked to her said her statement sounds like Tori's story.
Mm-hmm.
So the plot thickens. We don't know what happened. But
Tori ain't canceled. That's all I got to say.
I don't
think he did.
She needs to press charges then if she feels like he shot her. And they need to go to court and settle. Because this going back and forth shit.
That shows me he didn't do it.
I'm not going to take a side.
That has me thinking. I ain't going to say he didn't. But it has me thinking he didn't do it.
Had me thinking that.
It's more to the story.
It's more to the story.
That we'll never get. Shout out to Tori. Can't even get the goddamn shit. Can't even get it.
No.
If you listen to this on Apple or Spotify, please go watch the YouTube. You don't want to miss this.
I need a name, Detective. Detective Alexander.
Prosecutor Alexander.
Prosecutor Alexander. All right.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking to my defendant.
Order in the court. Order in the fucking court. That's how you walk in the courtroom with a bop. This is what I call coonery court.
All right, coonery court.
Coonery court.
Let me say my statements.
Wow.
Shout out to y'all, man. Y'all boys good?
Yeah. Welcome to the courtroom, Prosecutor Alexander.
Y'all ready?
Boy, he came with a whole
niggas and niggets of the jury.
They got a whole speech.
We are gathered here today in Coonery Court.
Hey, we had no idea about this. I would have came prepared.
Hey, I object, Your Honor. Shut him up.
Sustained.
All right. Niggas and niggets of the jury. We are gathered here today in Coonery Court to debate about Megan Thee Stallion versus Tory Lanez. He is accused of maliciously shooting Megan Thee Stallion in the heel of her size 13 foot.
Steven Alexander.
I'm the prosecutor, Gregory Justin Alexander, a.k.a. Big Just, a.k.a. Big Justin Flair. And I'm here to give you that without a shadow of a doubt that Mr. Daystar Peterson shot my client with malicious intent. Damn. I will break down this damn album that is full of manipulation and disrespect. So without a further ado, I will present to you the breakdown of this cruel and demeaning album entitled Daystar.
All right.
I'll give it to Mr. Lanez. This was a masterful piece of work. Such a sweet serenade of an auto-tune infused voice mixed with the 808 drum. It makes such a great distraction to a nigga. Don't be fooled, though. Such a strategic act has been done before.
Mm-hmm. Speak on.
Have you ever heard of the Boondocks Act of 2005, Chicago versus Robert Kelly? Where it was solidly proven that niggas don't care about the crime a nigga commits as long as the music slaps.
Mr. Lance took this route because Negroes are sheep. And opinions change quicker than Clark Kent in a phone booth. Master manipulation. There are simple questions to ask. The first would be, why now?
Okay.
Because he had to get
after all, I object, Your Honor. I didn't stop him.
Sustain.
All right.
He said he had questions.
After all this time, why drop this album now? I can tell you why. Because Mr. Lance is a liar. Mm-hmm. And what do liars need to execute such a strategic lie?
Time.
Time!
Okay.
Why else would a man wait so long just to say he didn't do it? Since when in the history of niggerdom has a nigga been asked not to even say that he's innocent? Not even a simple, I didn't do it. Lawyers tell you to be quiet, but never tell you not to say that you didn't do it.
They can't bear, bro.
Y'all think he was keeping his lips sealed? This is the same man that couldn't wait to tell the fans that he fucked Dream Doll. Mm. Also, ask yourself, what did you learn from this album? Absolutely nothing. I'm not even going to hold you.
You say he was innocent on the album.
You can't speak.
It wasn't him giving his side of the story. It was just him attacking my client with a random Twitter fax. He sounded as if he was trying to create doubt against Megan's story instead of telling his side. On the album, he asked her why no bones were broken. Well, Tori, because it's possible.
How?
And there's actually bullet fragments pulled out of her foot. He asked her, how does she know who shot her if her back was turned? Well, Tori, because she has a neck. She turned her head around. I'm sure he was advised not to speak to Megan, but he's such a master manipulator that he literally spoke to her through the music. If I renamed this album, I would call it Manipulation Music. He asked her why she didn't call the cops after he shot her. If she was in danger, right? Mm-hmm. Well, Tori, in the words of Eve, one of the greatest MCs ever, love is blind. And it'll take over your mind. My client cared about the well-being of his black ass like many black women do. So yes, she lied. Unfortunately, for the wrong person. He says he loved my client, but that's not love unless you define it the same way that Drea does. This was a 5 to 120-pound dwarf that shot a woman trying to walk out of his life like that same picture that circulates on Twitter every December of that woman carrying her bags, going up those steps, walking into the next year.
Boy, you got too much time on your
hands. He spent the album dissing and disrespecting women, yet claims he has nothing but respect for them.
Heard no disrespect.
Yet, when Rick Ross had a problem, it was, I respect you too much to argue with you, black man. Niggas who clap women never want the issue with men.
The same man
that drops the album the day after blowing up Breonna Taylor, he said it was for his mom. I'm sure even his mom would have told him Daystar, that ain't it. Ladies and gentlemen, this nigga don't got no sense that God gave him, but he claims my client was a vessel sent through him. Sent to him through God. No, Tori, you're just a nigga. And not a smart one at that. And ladies and gents of the jury, stop letting him mention Black Lives Matter to distract people because Megan's black foot didn't matter when she was walking away. And little man, it's not cancel culture.
He said her black foot.
And little man, this is not cancel culture.
A little bit.
The problem is, it's you. You're canceled. Dance, bitch. I rest my case.
Boy, you talking a whole bunch of nothing.
Next time, Kuna record. Until next time.
Hey, so,
Kuna record.
So next time, now, that next time you want to have a, you know.
That was impressive.
If we're going to court, can you let somebody know? You can't just go to court by yourself.
You said a lot. That was a lot to unpack.
No. So look, back to my serious opinion. Okay. So.
You reach your quote?
I just have to do something special for my people. You know what I'm saying? As far as the situation, yes. I think in the long run, it does teach you, just relax, hear both sides of the story. He did create doubt. He created a little bit of doubt. I still think he did it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to admit to that. So I will admit that to you. I do think that he created a little bit of doubt. I also knew from the beginning when Megan got on live and did all that, and she was just like, I didn't do nothing. I was like, something happened. Maybe it's not justifiable. I seen people saying theories like, oh, her and the best friend were fighting over the gun. You don't fight over a gun and shoot get shot in the heel. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, not unless that's kind
of
weird.
Not like, unless the best friend was outside of the car with her.
If you, what I'm saying is, if you're wrestling with the friend over fighting, the gun, how do you shoot somebody in the heel? You shoot somebody in the heel? That's kind of...
I can see it once, not twice.
You shoot, yeah, she got shot in both.
That's what I'm saying. Once, not twice.
Yeah, so that's kind of like, I don't know. He, for me, it sounded like he was on the album. It sounded like, for me, he was giving a more, like a lawyer type thing. So when I said on there, like he's more so trying to challenge what she said more than tell his situation. When you go to court, it's more so about creating doubt. But to the jury, you can't prove it. So, I mean, from him, that I guess is the right thing to do.
I feel like that may not have been exactly what he was trying to do, but his lawyer told him, hey, before you put out one word of this song, I need to see it. That's probably why it took so long for him to respond, because his lawyer reviewed everything.
Do you think that it's weird that he didn't just say, like,
no,
make a statement, I didn't do it? He just said,
maybe he doesn't want to implicate somebody. Because he did it. Somebody shot her, apparently.
I feel like he made it because. Made the album one because he had a lot.
Okay, from what you just said, I was saying, listen, Tori, if that is the case, you're a fool. Because I'm worried about myself more than anything. So if somebody shot her, I'm going to say I didn't do it. I'm not snitching. That's not snitching. Just saying I didn't do it.
He said that in the album. I didn't do it.
I'm saying earlier why he didn't say it earlier. You're saying he may not have wanted to be quiet
and stuff like that, though.
I've never seen a lawyer. Okay, so NBA YoungBoy just got arrested, and the first thing his lawyer said was what? His lawyer wasn't even there. What did he say?
He was innocent.
Exactly. So that's the thing. That's why I think that's like it's pretty weird. I just think for him, I don't get. Even with that, I just don't get the aggression. Nigga, you didn't say anything and you mad at everybody else. Like, I don't.
He's mad at everybody else that spoke on it before hearing his side of the story. That's how I take it. He's mad like, nigga, you
ain't. He mad at women. Okay, so he went in on JoJo. And,
he should. They spoke on him. Why he can't speak back?
I think that my thing is, if you do you not expect women to protect women?
Without hearing both sides of the story, he has the right to respond.
I'm just saying,
he has the right to respond.
You know how things work. No, he has the right to respond. I didn't say that Tori couldn't make music.
And I don't feel like he was disrespecting him.
No, he went crazy on him. What are you talking about? He went in on him in two songs.
He said, like, no. If it wasn't for me, this song wouldn't be hot. They talked that shit. He responded, but he's wrong because he's a man and he said it. But they want equal rights.
Oh, that's where we're going. All right. I'm just saying that. I just think that if you're somebody that's facing what he's facing.
He's not facing nothing. He has no charges.
I'm not saying that. I'm talking about, obviously, we can all agree that Tory cares about the public scrutiny. He cares about it, correct?
So far.
Or else he wouldn't even make this album. He would have just been quiet until it's time to...
That's what he was addressing, the public
scrutiny. Yes. So my thing is, you expect people, if you don't say anything, you expect the public scrutiny to not be for her. When she's telling what's going on, you're not. You're going in on people. You expect women, out of all people, you expect them not to say something?
To me, I feel like the people that he went at the hardest is the folks that could have easily picked up the phone and said, hey, bro, what's going on? Because they had a relationship. It wasn't just, this is my homie. We just did a...
That's touchy.
You just paid me to do this album.
Okay.
That's touchy for me. It's deeper than that.
Would you call somebody on some shit like that?
Nigga, I would call you in a heartbeat. Like, hey, bro,
that's me. They ain't me. They don't have the
relationship. We don't know their relationship. They have.
I can guarantee you that. Nigga, we grew up together. No, nigga, we 30. We grew up since 15.
But I'm saying that.
Me and him grew up since 12. What I'm saying is, it's different with our friendships, with our relationships. Their relationship is the same. They got industry relationships. Whether he wants to believe it or not.
Industry relationships.
Whether he wants to believe it or not, that's an industry relationship, right?
Well, I would say, you're saying, should he expect them to do it? Maybe. Who knows? That's him. That's his expectation. Maybe that's what he expected, right or wrong. So, if he felt some type of way, like, we cool enough where I won't do that to you. So, you bomb on me, I'm going to bomb back.
We don't know how many times they talk on the phone on the regular. Like, they could be the best of friends.
It's speculation.
I definitely agree that if... that Tory has the right to do whatever he wants. I'm not trying to go against that.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, as far as me, and I don't expect Tory to think the same way I think. What I'm saying is, for me though, you gotta expect people to. I would expect that. So I'm not even taking my time. Like, if he's dissing, like, say Rick Ross. Like, I expect him to go back and forth with Rick Ross. You know, so I expect him to go back and address J.R. Smith. As far as the women, you're already facing trouble for shooting a woman, and you get on a track and you just disrespect women. It kind of looks bad on your part, especially the majority of the album was about women, like disrespecting, not even disrespecting, but just coming at women. You got to read the room, bro. Like, you're coming at a, and it's, like you said, it's the day before Breonna Taylor, I know your mom's date, but somebody on his team should have been like, I don't know, maybe we should wait a week. Maybe this is what, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Strategically, I didn't get the strategy.
So I think it fits the whole story. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
That's true. It is weird. It's a weird
situation. But I accept that.
It's a weird situation.
I accept that album way more than if he got on IG Live and tried to do this, because he would have canceled himself then.
I think the only thing I don't really agree with as far as music was if he would have put like one track, two tracks out, I would have been like, okay, I see him. I think it was kind of overkill.
I just feel like he had a lot of people to address and a lot to say.
I think that's the type of album. Well, he did. I think that's the type of album he should have put out once either charges are dropped, you're not guilty. Like, I mean, I guess he's trying to maybe, like, you know, flip public perspective.
But maybe his lawyer know that
maybe
this shit ain't going no further than this.
I don't. But see, I guess the thing about
that might be.
Well, see, yeah,
that's what I said last episode.
I think the thing that we,
if lawyer be like, look, no.
Mm-hmm. He made it, gave him the go.
He gave good. Like, they have no evidence. The police is dropping the case.
I think what me and you said, we was at the lounge. We said, I never really thought, me and you both was kind of like on shit, like, we never really thought that it was going to, like, pressing charges. And you made up a good point where you said that her basically saying that she stepped on glass, it fucked up the case because they might not even been checking for gun residue, like, proof that proves that he shot her. You know what I'm saying? So either way, he might be looking at it. That's why I say, like, he's just like looking like, you don't really have proof to say that I did it.
That's why I'm not jumping out the window saying he's innocent. It could be.
I don't expect charges
and strategy. Like,
I just feel like there's a whole story behind it that we'll never get.
That's cool. What I said.
I don't think we're ever going to get
jumping goose, but that doesn't mean I'm not gonna, based on what I've seen, is his gun. Her statement, waiting, it fits more the fact that he probably did it.
I think Tory did it. It's just not really.
It leads me to believe that.
I think that it ended up.
And I don't respect how he's doing it, my personal opinion. No. It's just bad time.
But him being an artist, outside of the Breonna Taylor stuff happening right there around the same time, like, we take that out the equation. I'd rather get that from him versus him just making a statement or talking, because he has a temper and this motherfucker would have something, one wrong comment, he would have blew it. He wouldn't have got out what he was trying to say.
That's fair.
But I'm not saying he did shoot. I'm 50-50. Either she got shot or she didn't, but I don't know if he pulled the trigger.
That's fair.
Well, I think it's kind of evident that she got shot.
Can you step on bullet fragments?
No, not in the beginning, not where you need surgery.
I just asked a question.
I'm just saying, like,
because if you stepped on glass and there were bullet fragments on the ground.
Okay, so think about it. If you step on a bullet fragment, would it be? Did you see the picture of her foot?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So they sawed her open, kind of like on the side heel.
Trying to bring in the glass part.
If you step on glass, it would be on kind of on the bottom of your foot. It wouldn't be on the side. And they pulled up the medical records. Like, multiple sources pulled up her medical records after he came out with the album. And he basically said, like, he basically put it out there, like, maybe you didn't get shot. He should have known that they were going to go through the records. The only thing I am about Tory's side, I seen there today, like, that they're saying, like, his record sales was dropping another 5,000 because he's not on any playlist or whatever. I think there's a difference between what they did with 6ix9ine and what they're doing with him. And I think that it's kind of fucked up with, like, Apple Music and all those streaming networks is doing towards him. Because I can say all that, what I just said, you can say it, but it's all speculation, correct?
Yeah.
I think with 6ix9ine, after he
court document.
Yeah, it's court documented. Even if that still is possibly wrong, I get it.
He went out the bill.
Because are y'all here to be just a streaming service? Or are you here to blackball and be a radio? But I get 6ix9ine because he literally talks shit about everybody. He just burns bridges with everybody. I think where Tory fucked up, he said a lot of shit about Roc Nation and our people, so they, who knows? I don't know. Maybe they paid it back, or maybe they just people not rocking with him, period, because of what he's allegedly done.
All politics.
But I don't think, another reason I don't think that was smart of him is because look at it now. Like, if you were to actually just remain quiet, and let's say you you might not have been blackballed. You can't complain about being blackballed and doing what you're doing.
That's my point.
You got to know what's going on. You got to be aware of the situation. And I don't think that he was necessarily aware. Like, even though, I mean, I guess he's independent. So $50,000 to him is probably more than he ever made, making $83,000, whatever. But if you're independent, you need those playlists and you need that. You need all that shit. So
shit, if it's all his, he making more money that way anyway. What else you got, man?
Moneybag Yo's birthday weekend, man. I thought that was a trip last week. Did y'all see that shit?
Oh, that shit was lit.
Live your best life.
Hey, man. Hey, Black Youngster. That nigga gotta be the funniest nigga alive, bro.
Hey, Black Youngster, if you ever see this clip, dog, whenever you ready to hang out, nigga, I'm coming. And I'm bringing my own guns.
That nigga, what that nigga said?
I'm bringing my own guns. I'm ready for a shootout, too.
And that nigga said, hey, we in Vegas, baby. We bored. Let's have a shootout. 3 hours later.
They had a shootout.
They shot up the birthday party. So
we don't know who shot it up. Somebody shot it up.
The funniest part of it was like, money. Have y'all ever had a girlfriend who just did so much for y'all? Like, y'all appreciate it. Like, you could see, you could tell. Like, I think if that nigga, he said, these hoes ain't never even bought me a Vienna sausage, man. That nigga had his cake up.
Super duper appreciative.
They was in Vegas, so.
This nigga said Vienna sausage.
That's what he said, man. So
you been messing with some ain't shit hoes.
For real. I just think.
Women.
Yeah, shout out to Moneybag, man. Shout out to your birthday, bruh. I just think that I thought you gave us an amazing show. I will say the problem is I think niggas be on live a little too much. Especially Vegas being just like one strip.
Hey, when we blow up, we ain't on live.
Yeah, we ain't doing that. These niggas was on live.
Because, you know, you can't do shit because it's going to come back and fuck up the bag.
Yeah. For me, I think the issue was that they were just on live too long. Like them niggas from Vegas.
Especially not the
camera. Think about it. If you from Vegas... And you just looking at, they been on live for an hour. Nigga, I know that hotel. I can figure out where you at.
Fuck and that. Nigga, you could be in L.A., nigga. That ain't shit but what, an hour and a half drive.
I really find that funny. Like, it's to a point where it's just not smart. It's coonery shit. It's like, bruh, like, look what kind of energy you're inviting.
Mm-hmm.
And look at the people you put into jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was just like.
You put your girl in jeopardy.
Put your girl in jeopardy.
Put other girl, some, a girl got shot.
So, I was like.
Yeah, I didn't think that was. Mm-hmm. Speaking of rappers' birthdays, though, it was T.I. and Wayne's birthday over the weekend. So that made me think of an interesting question I wanted to ask y'all. Who has the better discography, T.I. or Wayne? And we're talking only discography. And then tell me who's better currently.
Does discography include mixtapes?
No, I'm talking about albums.
Albums?
Albums.
Is an easy answer to me. Tip.
He thinking hard.
$1,000 is Tip.
Listen, man, speak your truth.
I feel like Tip has.
Because you might be.
Man, y'all about to kill me.
No.
Go ahead. Tip has, I'm going to say, 3 great albums.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne, in my biased opinion, would say has 3 great albums.
Can you name Wayne's 3 great albums?
I don't think that's wrong.
No, I'm just curious.
Well, I don't think it's wrong about Wayne. I think you're wrong about T.I., but come on.
What's Wayne's 3 great albums?
Carter 1, Carter 2. And if we go with great, and I might have
3?
That's a personal opinion.
Yeah.
It may not have aged as well.
No.
Hold on, I just want to make sure I say the right name.
Carter 1, Carter 2, Carter 3? Okay. And
Hold on.
No, you got more.
Just make sure I say it right.
That great. I probably would have had to look for him. Anyway, go ahead.
The block is hot. I fucked with the block is hot.
It was good. It wasn't great. You think that was great?
At the time.
First joint. 500 degrees.
It was either like 500 degrees or the Black is Hot, but those are his two albums before he
started about his
Carter series.
Basically,
cool.
And I just feel like that right there, like if you just go on album for album, they could go album for album. Hot Boy
shirt, I think it's T.I. Like, to me, T.I., everything after I'm Serious up until Paper Trail, with maybe one that's not like universally. Like, I feel like you actually Atlanta, nigga.
Hold on, let me take my answer back. Carter 3 is great. Can't nobody say
I think
that.
We Carter 3 is great. That's why I think we already like, knew you were saying that.
But as far as Tip, it's like, bro, trap music, Urban Legend, King,
Paper Trail.
T.I. versus T.I.P. I like, but it's not known as universally as like a
great. I substitute that when I'm Serious. Some people will say like I'm Serious better than T.I. versus T.I.P.
Paper Trail, like you got like five certified. You ask five different niggas, you might get five different answers. Like, what's the best T.I. album? Like, yeah. And it's like, because they're all really good to great albums.
So you think.
I just think that run.
You think outside the South that you're going to say that T.I. has five great albums?
We're not asking about outside
the South. I'm just saying, like, I'm talking about Universal, because I'm giving them three.
I'll say maybe not, but I damn sure don't think if you say that to Lil Wayne outside the South, they're going to say Block is Hot. Block
yeah. Degrees. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
You'll start with the Carter.
And I think
maybe Carter 3.
But no.
I don't think
outside Carter 2 is great.
I think it's Carter 2 and Carter 3. What I'm saying
you think
is,
Carter 3 better than Carter 2?
Yeah, me personally.
Nah, bro.
He likes more commercial albums, so that's just, I get it.
That's just me. But what I'm saying is that outside the South, if you just ask the general music, they're going to be like, Wayne shit was his mixtape run, his feature run.
Exactly.
It's not just his discography.
Exactly. But just being.
It's going to be like.
That's what I was just about to say.
I wasn't here for. Was Carter 2?
He was here for Carter 2.
Carter 2 he came Carter 2. Here. So but I mean, I was still back and forth. Like, I lived here, but Carter 2 and Carter 3, back home and everywhere else that I knew, like folks in other states, was bigger than.
But we not than, asking what.
I'm just saying, like, overall.
Carter 2 was bigger than, like, bigger. King?
Carter 2 was not bigger than King.
No.
That's a fact. Because King came out the same week ATL dropped. So I think I got King for Chris for my birthday in July. So
I remember the argument in the South. Who was the king of the South? It was T.I. or Lil Wayne. T.I. or Lil Wayne. But it was all of Lil Wayne. Like, I mean, Dedication 2 ran Birkmark.
I'm gonna put it like this. If I had to make a graph for like them, right? It kinda how you wanna be. So I think T.I. he's like a steady he's consistent. He's more consistent. So he's coming from the bottom and he's just coming up with his albums. Then after Paper Trail, kind of comes back down. This is why I say that who's better currently, I would say T.I. And he just kind of.
What did T.I. put out?
T.I. got a song out with Young Thug right now, and that shit hard.
No, I'm not talking about song, I'm talking about album.
What's the last album T.I. put out?
Paperwork? Don Trapp.
So you think Don Trapp was better than Carter 5?
Yes.
No.
Yes. I mean, that's your opinion. I think they're both mid.
I think they're both past their prime.
I think they're both mid, but even if you look at it right now, so they both are on tracks right now. So if you look at the song that Wayne's on, if you just look at Wayne is getting more features. If you look at Wayne, where he's out right now with 2 Chainz, The Moneymaker, I feel like he ruined the song. Like, he's terrible on there. T.I. just put out a track.
I feel like his voice.
T.I. just put out a track with Young Thug.
I don't know what the fuck he was talking about, but
T.I. just put out a track with Young Thug, and that shit's hard. And he held his own on there.
I just heard that song last night. It was hard.
That shit's hard.
Both of them, I'm not interested in listening to their music.
Of course.
Past. Literally. So past. They both kind of ended around the same time.
Okay, so let me finish.
They had little like dots where I was like, okay, that was hard. But as a whole project, no.
So what I was saying was, T.I. is kind of more up like this. You know what I'm saying? Where I feel like Wayne is kind of like, he starts like this, he goes like that, and he goes like that to me. Like, not even necessarily that low, but he goes his way down. So I think that Lil Wayne probably had, I think if we compare their discography, I think that Lil Wayne had the most decorated, most celebrated, maybe we can even say his highest album, we could say that, I'll take an argument if a nigga said his highest album is better than T.I.'s highest album.
As far as, like...
I don't really agree with that, but I'll take that argument. But I will say that T.I. has had better more consistent albums than Lil Wayne, which makes me believe that T.I. wins that argument if we're going just off discography. Now, if we add features and mixtapes, Wayne's career undoubtedly has been better. But, I mean, I think that's pretty much easy. Like,
it was easily. That's, he was on a different
level. That's why I said discography. Like,
album wise, I'm gonna say just listen to the album. T.I. to me made better albums. I think Wayne just was better.
I think it's 3-3 right now.
You give it 3. I got 4-5. I think T.I. got both classics. I think Wayne. Wayne might have 3 classic mixtapes and 3 classic albums. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just think that there's a difference. You know what I'm saying? Like, when we talk about,
like, how y'all feel about T.I. versus T.I.P. Like, it was good, but it wasn't great.
I don't feel that way. I actually feel like that was a classic.
That's probably number 4.
You feel T.I. versus T.I.P. is a classic?
It was, to me.
I do. I feel like I'm Serious isn't really a classic. I think it's a really good album, though.
You've always heard.
Yeah, I've been said that. I feel like most people, some people will say, Paper Trail was like just the most amazing album. And I was laughing at you like, nigga, that was like hella.
It had commercial,
but it had,
I mean, 56 bars.
I think it had classic joint, but like nobody likes Paper Trail how you like Paper Trail.
Nah, that's not true. I debate people all the time. Age group, you ask 5 different land niggas, I'm Serious, this is the best. Trap music is the best. Now Urban Legend was the best. Now King was the best. Now Paper Trail.
Like, if you ask somebody who's our age, 30.
King, I like, and not, this is an unpopular opinion, but I like T.I. versus T.I.P. rather than King. Personally.
Yeah, it's the first time I've ever heard anything like that.
And
y'all remember T.I. with T.I.P. with the axe?
Man. I like the axe. I like all that together.
I like that album. I like that better than King. I remember debating that, like, nobody was fucking with it.
I like that better than King.
I always like that. I like
Help on the Way.
Yeah. I like the whole.
I like that better than Patreon.
I like albums with skits and everything like that. Good Kid, Mad like City. What's the one with YG?
My Crazy Life?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Like, they got everything.
Or Kanye.
Which Kanye?
The first.
Okay, so you're talking about, I thought you were talking about late Kanye. I'm like,
yeah. So.
Interesting.
Over the last couple of weeks, we've seen Kanye calling himself a slave and calling out labels and brands, saying that, you know, they won't give him his masters, they won't give him this, he needs to see that the boy.
Is he still running for president?
I think that's a dub.
That shit's a dub. So, at
this point.
I listened to the Breakfast Club this morning.
Easy.
And Charlamagne put out some information. I just want to know, how do y'all feel about what he said now? Because I feel like what he's saying wasn't necessarily wrong. But I just want to know, like, do you feel like it's more of a self-serving act? Like, how do you feel about him now that you know this information? So, when I listened to Breakfast Club, Charlamagne said that, I don't know, maybe he spoke to Big Sean or he got some sources that know Big Sean, but he basically said, I know he said he spoke to Kanye, but he said that Kanye owes Big Sean $3 million. And this is a billionaire, right? Because he wanted everybody to know he was a billionaire. He said he gets half of Big Sean's masters, which, you see, he came out and said, I'm going to give every good artist 50% of their, or give them a masters back or some shit, right? He owns 50% of Big Sean's profits, and he owns 50% of Big Sean's royalties. He also said that Big Sean agreed with Def Jam to get half of his masters back. All they needed was Kanye to sign off on it, and he said no. So, do y'all think that Kanye is a hypocrite?
When did this happen?
He didn't say when it happened, but he said that this was his last album in the deal. So, obviously, he's not. This is something that he didn't try to change. He said this is the album that just came out, that was his last album in the deal. He said that he just commends Sean for basically keeping it together because he would have been going crazy.
But what we've learned from B. Holmes is that you got to hear both sides of the story.
Mm-hmm.
When Kanye was making a rant about certain things, I think, what was that producer that came out and said, Kanye won't work with me because I work with Beyonce? Mike, whatever his name was. Yeah. And then Kanye said, well, no, it wasn't that you work with Beyonce. It's because Def Jam did this, this, and that. So there's two sides of the story.
Mm-hmm.
We heard that side. Maybe Kanye has a retort to it to be like, no, the reason why I said
his hands may be tied because of the contract.
Because
legal shit.
They said, if I do this, then it's going to screw him. So he should have came and talked to me about it instead of going to the lawyers. Then we could have figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
But then he's saying, that's why I'm willing to do it, but it has to be right. It has to be a fair way. So
and
I said no to that
deal.
Let me
put this out there. Charlamagne also said that he spoke to Kanye. He was like, you need to tell the whole truth, like you are online saying, like, you're a slave to these people. You need to tell them about how you renegotiated 3 or 4 times. Like, you've been in 3 or 4 different contracts, and not once did you ask for your masters back. And you're getting half of your masters back already. And he said he also should say, like, how you basically have everybody else masters.
But
and
then
he said that's when Kanye
tweeted,
I'm
going to
give everybody
their
masters.
Back.
So what do you
but think? In conclusion,
I'm not trying to make no sense.
I 100% believe Kanye is self-serving. When has he not been? Yeah. What evidence he proved that he's not been? So yeah, I think everything he does is self-serving.
If you had to pick, you would say that, yeah, he's more self-serving than anything. I agree. I agree with that. I think Kanye is self-serving. I think he probably has good intentions and to make shit right. Maybe he want to get his shit straight so he can get everybody else shit straight. I don't know how that works. I know he'll be losing a lot of money had he give people their shit back. So, I don't know. I just think when you're rich, the business is just... It's a shady business. It is what it is. I just think that whoever does it a little sometimes because you never really know the truth. With Kanye, you never know what's really like. Who's he fighting for? Is he fighting for us, or is he fighting for, you know,
himself?
Is he fighting for his artist, or is he fighting for himself? So I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, I think he's probably doing a little bit of both. Of course, he's probably putting himself first to make sure his ass is covered, making sure his pockets ain't fucked up. But at the same time, while he's on that, fixing his own shit, he's trying to fix everybody else's. And make sure they all get their money at the same time, as much as he can do.
And to make your point, he might not even know he was signing them folks. He might not even be reading the paperwork. He might just be
up. His lawyer telling him whatever.
They're like, yo, I want to sign these niggas.
It could be a standard deal.
Yeah, it could be. It is a standard deal to fuck people over. I mean,
that's the timing, though, for Charlamagne saying, I basically made Kanye tweet. I'm gonna give them back.
I didn't get why Charlamagne put that out there. He seemed like he was kind of itching to say, because at first he was like he owed Sean some money, but I don't know, like maybe Sean told him to say it, or maybe Kanye told him it and he could say it. I don't know. So I don't know where that's coming from. But a couple more subjects before we get to what's the scenario. 21 Savage, my boy 21, is finally dropping this Friday. Savage Mode 2.
What's y'all expectation for that?
I think that shit gonna be fire.
I'm
nervous.
You nervous?
I'm nervous.
I don't think
I'm expecting, and I'm wanting a great fire ass album that I ain't gonna goddamn cut off the whole weekend. But
okay, so
whenever I had that most expectations recently,
question
that shit just is trash.
Question. So how we spoke about what did we talk about? The Migos last week, like they just probably peaked. And people were saying that basically anything they put out now is kind of like trash.
I don't think he's peaked.
Do you expect?
No.
You think that he's peaked?
No.
You think he
has? I feel like he has more. He just had it. He did what he was supposed to do. Shut up. Let his legal stuff do what it had to do.
Mm-hmm.
And take some time off.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like this should be that shit. That shit we want to hear. That shit should be great.
Man. I think
it should be fire.
Yeah.
I think it should be great.
I just think, you know, for me, I think
he had a lot of time to sit down, make sure it was good, make sure it was right. I feel like this right here should be good.
But he also fighting just to stay in the United States.
We don't know where that case is at. That shit was silenced.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, do you expect a nigga to give his full attention to an album? If he's already got shit like that going on, he'd be literally separated from his kids, his family.
As long as he was quiet, I really think that he took care of that first and then was back in the studio. That's just my personal opinion.
I look at it differently. Like, A lot of times I feel like that genre of rap, you catch lightning in the bottle, like you can't. You can luck into some great shit or timing. Like, who's to say the longer he takes with it, the more he sits it to make better music. It could be, man, we had a week where we locked in and we had some fire. And we just
keep it on scene behind the scenes.
You know what I'm saying? So music. Like you sitting there for a year or 6 months trying to perfect everything and trying to make it sound, you chasing the sound, it might not even come out as natural as boom, boom.
I feel like that's how drum niggas like,
make a hot song.
But do you think
that's how niggas like Kendrick and shit record. Like, they take long periods of time.
And then you get that masterpiece. But I feel like that kind of style, when the Migos, when they just in the studio.
I think the Migos, like Future, 21, they get in there, they lock in for a month, 2 months, boom, boom, boom.
So I think, but we don't know how long he was in the studio. That's what I'm saying. I don't know how long he was working on this project.
For me, I think my expectations, I don't expect his shit to be this album to be better than his greatest work. I don't expect it. And I just think that we live in a society now where it's like a nigga drop is hard. 2 weeks later, we forgot about it. So I expect it just to be good music. Me, I'm the type of nigga. I fuck with 21 Savage. I'm a 21 Savage fan. I think he gets better musically. Lyrically, every album, but I don't expect it to just be his greatest. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't expect, because 21 Savage, he might pull up to the block. We still see him in video. I see him in Young Nudie videos. Like, he still do his thing. Like, but I don't expect, 21 Savage is an intelligent person to me. Like, when I watch his interviews, whenever you're away from that life for so long, you're not just in it, it's gonna start. Fans are gonna start noticing the separation. And I think that's the same thing he did with Domingo. We talk about Domingo, I think it's going to happen with him.
I'm not saying that it's going to be better than Savage Mode. I'm just saying, like, I want that level or shit one step below it. Like, I want some really, really good shit. And I think that's what he's going to give us.
It's hard when you start comparing it to shit like that.
It's just hard to keep my hopes up when you try to see somebody compete with themselves in their first best body of work.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like saying,
I agree. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think as fans, we need to stop comparing artists to their best. Not really. Well,
I think that's what makes you great. When you can be like, damn, is that better than the last one?
But who's ever topped their best album?
A lot of people do that shit.
Who?
Kanye. Hove.
You reaching with Kanye.
You know what? And I agree with that. No. What you're saying is true.
A lot of Ross.
But do we put him in that same kind of category though? He's dropped enough music for us to know. Do we put him in that category? I don't put 21 in that category. I do think that he's getting better though.
Wayne, like a lot of
he hasn't been as like, hot as none of them.
He can be hot, but you or it's like it's not.
I think 21 is this. Like, 21 don't give me, but like, I feel like his last album was hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel he don't disappoint me.
He's never put out nothing bad. I'm just, since it's been so long, I don't want him. Like, I hope he didn't overthink it. It was in the studio too long.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm just hoping that
he's been away from his subject matter.
He stick to who he is.
Like I said, like,
he might be rapping about visas and getting his masters back.
As long as that shit
holds. But if he say it right, right beat.
Say something clever with it, I'll take it. All right, let's get to the NFL real quick. I got a specific question with y'all, because we all seen that Monday night game, right? We seen Patrick Mahomes. That nigga looked crazy. He was throwing some crazy dimes, all that. How many years do y'all think Patrick Mahomes could play at that level?
However long they keep that team and that coaching staff together.
I think Andy Reid is definitely important to that. But the way the NFL is now, you got 40-year-olds playing quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Brees, Tom Brady. Oh, fuck it. Aaron Rodgers is getting old, so he's 24, 25 years old. I see him playing like that level for another 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
But I think people don't appreciate how good Andy Reid is as a coach. Facts. And the weapons he has. Yeah. Like Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill.
Sammy Watkins.
Those are three top receiver. Sammy Watkins is the number one receiver for Buffalo.
Then you bring in a rookie running back that's looking real good.
Yeah.
Hardman. All them niggas is 4-3, 4-4.
And who's the back? Who's the second running back? I ain't gonna say backup, but the second running back, I can't remember his name off the top of my head. But that's just a complete team. That's how you build a team.
But I think Andy Reid, everywhere he's gone, everywhere. Look what he was doing with Alex Smith. Alex Smith, he turned Alex Smith, saved good. His career.
He saved his, he had his position over Pat Mahomes. He won the position out.
So it was like, he was taking him to the playoffs. He was making Pro Bowls. He just didn't win games enough in them clutch. But Donovan McNabb with Andy Reid. Nick Foles with Andy Reid. Andy Reid, bro.
He's the guy. He's like Greg Popovich or some fucking shit.
Quarterback whisperer.
That's like, that's Belichick.
Yeah.
And Belichick maybe with the defense.
Yeah,
I feel like every like quarterback as Andy Reid had, they had career years.
Yeah. All right, NBA. Anthony Davis says that this is LeBron's toughest path to a championship. He said that shit.
Cap.
Do y'all agree?
Back toughest to path.
Toughest path. Or this is gonna be his hardest championship to get, basically.
No, that's cap.
Do you think it's gonna be as easy as?
Not as easy as.
Is it? Is it not? He got three. He got one in. He got two in Miami.
He won.
One against San Antonio. One against.
Are you saying just against KD. The finals matchup or the whole playoff?
I'm
I thought we talking about.
He said that all the way through, saying, like just all the way through.
Okay, so let me think.
Including about this championship.
You think that's the best team he had? Or the worst team?
Do I think it's the best? No, I think the Heat team was the best team he had.
Okay, so does this team fall?
The first and second check, the back-to-backs.
So do you count this as?
I think that, okay.
It's not, I guess. Do you count this as the worst?
It's not. I think this is the easiest, and I'm not taking away from Miami. Like, I respect Miami. They play hard. I think that, okay, if it goes how I think that it's going to go, I think this will be his.
Where you got this going? Everybody do their picks.
It ain't going more than five.
Lakers in five.
His sweep were five. That's what I feel like. As far as his pad, I mean he fouled on everybody, and I'm not. And this and when I say this, it has nothing to go. It's nothing against LeBron. So let me say that first. It's nothing against LeBron. It's just I think that the Clippers were focused on the wrong team. If they would have faced each other, I think it probably would have been more respected. I think that we all knew that wasn't a good good match for him and what was that, Denver?
That's what I said. No disrespect to Denver. Like yeah. I think Clippers would have been a better match.
They'd have challenged them better.
But I don't know if it's, I would have to literally look at it and say if it's the easiest path. Is
I mean we okay, so look at it like this. The Thunder that they beat, just that team period, even though they were young. I think that they're better than that Heat team. I would take them over the Heat team.
I don't know. This Heat team.
I don't know about that either.
I would take KD, Westbrook, and James Harden.
In 2000.
Along with Kendrick Perkins.
11?
Kendrick Perkins. Who else was on that team? It was a few more people on that team. I'll take that team over this team.
I don't know.
Me personally.
I don't know.
This Miami team. I don't know if it's just they in a groove and that shit's just working or what it is, but them niggas look great together. Like they're playing.
They're a good team.
They're
a good team.
They're playing as a team. Like they're playing complete basketball.
They're a good team. I don't
think it's going to work. I think it's gonna be 4-2.
Because what they're the Thunder, what they took them to what 5 or 6?
I think they won the first game and then lost the rest.
They lost the rest.
Yeah, I think it was 5.
Yeah. I think it'll be the same or even worse.
I think it'll be 4-2.
I definitely know that I'm taking the San Antonio team.
Oh, yeah, facts.
I'm taking San Antonio with Greg.
I always think more Dallas, the team you lost to. What team is better with Dirk?
I said hardest path to a championship. So they won. I'm talking about just check they won.
Easiest path.
I think the hardest easily is he was down 3-1 to on paper, the best record ever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So it's really between San Antonio.
Yeah, what I'm saying, like which teams is like the better team? Oh. Like,
yeah, it's easy.
The Heat are the worst. Are the worst?
It's the only finals where I was like, he gonna get 5-1. Like I know it already. It's easy because I knew he was gonna do it.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Like I think that the Thunder team, I'll take the Thunder team over the Heat team for me personally.
Personally, I would.
Because I just think if we talk about raw talent.
Oh, yeah. Because even at the time, I wasn't sure they was going to beat them.
Look who the Thunder beat. They beat, like, the Lakers. They beat the Spurs. Like, they beat veteran teams as a young team. Look who they beat.
But in hindsight, I'm not sure if that team is better than this Miami team. But it's debatable.
This Miami team is complete.
Especially as young Bucks. To get there, they beat They beat. Because the, what, the Lakers had just won a championship the year before that? Was it the Lakers?
Yeah.
So they basically beat like a championship team, a defending championship team. They beat the Spurs, who had made the playoffs.
No, Dallas did.
Okay, Dallas. Did they play Dallas?
Miami.
Miami. No, I'm talking about did.
Okay, see? I don't remember. I know they beat.
Oh, no. I just know that they went through. I just know that they went through hell to get to that chip. To play Miami.
Yeah, Boston and Milwaukee.
Yeah, so I don't know, but we'll see. But let's get to what's the scenario.
Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. Say what? Say what?
Scenario. Yeah. All right. Bridget and Frank are co-parenting their son, Frank Jr. Bridget starts to notice every time she buys Jr. something that Frank Sr. buys him something similar but more expensive or in multiples. Like, example, if she buys him Jordans, Frank buys him two pairs. If she buys him a toy car, Frank buys him a kid's car to ride in. Bridget loves the fact that Frank spoils Junior, but she wonders why he's in competition with her. What is the best way to handle this situation?
That's not competition.
What's
the best way to handle it? Yeah, if you're Bridget.
Get over it.
Yeah.
What she's saying is that she's noticing that he's in competition.
Get over it.
He's taking care of his kids.
Like, at the end of the day, you're going to be mad because you feel some type of way because you buy him some J's, I buy him some more pairs.
So let me add a little clarity. Let's say it's not a holiday. Let's just say that I bought you some fives. A week later, you come back from home being with your dad. And he bought you two pairs of fives.
I feel blessed.
You don't think that that's weird?
No. Why weird? Because he's taking care of his kids.
Like, it's not like, I'm the only reason.
You're saying that she's not in competition. Like, she needs to know that she's not in competition. But she's saying she's trying to see.
She feels like it's
competition. Why is he in competition with me?
What I'm saying is that that's a hurt.
It's an assumption.
So let's say that it's not that he's buying her, that he's buying his son this shit just when he wants to buy it. She's noticing that he buys it every time that she buys it.
Thanks for the idea.
You can't get mad as long as he's taking care of it.
It's like, they mad if you don't take care of it. They mad when you overtake care of it. What do you want? Like, the timing is
So now I can't buy my kid two pairs of shoes. But then school about to start, you're going to be like, oh, why you ain't buying no shoes? Because you got mad because I bought him two pairs of shoes back in October.
Yeah, I think she overthinking it. Because even if he is, even if he's like, I'm on an upper. So what? Step your game up now.
That's what you're saying is the issue. So if you're saying you need to step your game up.
No, I'm saying
you're making it the competition.
No, you misinterpreted what I said. If she feels that way, like, and all can only forget one, then you need to step your game up.
Y'all know? I don't agree with that. I think the only way that she could handle it is she should talk to him and be like, hey, just a question. You know, is there some type of, are you in some type of competition? Do you feel obligated to do this when I do something?
No.
And I would say, and regardless of his answer, you kind of got to eat that. Like, I would be like, hey, maybe let's collab on some gifts. If this is the case, like,
wow.
Because I'll be like this. Nah. What I'm saying is, if your best interest is in the child,
tell him about my child, then cool. Whatever I want to buy my child. But
if you're only buying the child something because I bought them that, then that's kind of weird. Like, so I'm going to ask you, like, hey, you're only buying, I noticed that you only buy him gifts after I bought him a gift.
See, that's different. You just said.
That's what I said. So what I'm saying is, you buy him a gift when I buy him a gift. Yeah. The only difference is you just try to one-up me when you buy the gifts.
Alright, so like, you saying, what's her name, Bridget buys some J's and Frank buys two J's. That doesn't mean Frank can buy him a Nike shirt randomly.
I said he buys her shit when he, I said he buys
he the only,
child shit. Yes.
That's the only time he gives her something.
Yes.
That part wasn't in.
I didn't hear that.
That's what I just said when we clarified it. I said he's basically buying her shit just to one up. He's buying him shit to one of it. It's not like he's coming up with ideas. He's not buying.
I thought every time she buys him something, he buys him more.
Y'all still don't think that's weird? Even if that is the case.
No.
That's weird.
No. It is what it is.
So
I wouldn't feel no type of way if I get my
child. Let's say that say you co-parenting with your child. And every time you buy your child something,
I know
they come back with the same thing, just more.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I'm not saying that the kid shouldn't enjoy it. Do what you do. I'm saying I just think that it's weird. I just out of curiosity, I'll ask the dad. I'll be like, hey.
I don't even care.
Why are you, I'm just like, are you buying this shit just because you want to buy it? Or are you just buying it because I'm buying it?
Hey,
Once
you get to a co-parenting
situation. What difference does it make?
What
is co-parenting? What is co-parenting?
I have my child. I have to make sure I do my part. You do your part. We co-parent.
Let me ask you a question, Justin. What difference would it make if I said I'm just doing it because I'm trying to one up you?
I'd be like, the child already loves both of us. Why do you feel the need to have to? It's one thing if that's what you want to do. It's another thing if you're worried about what I'm doing. I'll tell him, don't worry about what I'm doing. Yes, our child deserves whatever you want to give him. But I'm just curious as to know, why do you feel like you have to one up me? Is there a deeper situation behind that? Is there a problem that you have with me? Like, I just want to know. Because if I'm co-parenting, I want to be on the same page. I want to be on the greatest terms. So my thing is, bro, is there an issue? Why are you worrying about the gifts that I give my son? If you just love your son the way he's supposed to, cool. Get him whatever you want. But why does it have? Why are you buying? Like, are you trying to win over the judgment of our son? Like that, when somebody's doing shit like that, it seems like you're trying to win over the judgment of the son, or you're trying to be like, hey, look, I'm the cool parent, or look, I got you this, your mom got you this, but I got you more. See, that's how that comes off.
It might come off that way,
but as long as the kid never comes back and says
that,
nothing wrong with it.
But if he just got money and he sees that, like, well, I'm gonna get you more.
I just think that it's kind of weird. Like, my thing is, if you feel a way, say it, speak. That's communication.
No, there's not.
I'm just asking.
That's an assumption.
It depends on.
It's not assumption if this. Okay. It's starts off as an assumption.
No.
But if I see that you're necessarily like this is what you're blatantly doing. We're not stupid. You're blatantly doing this. It's evident.
Well, if I'm
I'm just asking, is there an issue? There an issue why you're doing this? That's it.
Let me just say something.
That's all I'm saying.
Bringing up a simple conversation like that in a co-parenting situation, no matter how good or bad it is, could turn ugly.
I'm not saying that they in bad terms. What I'm saying is, could she not ask him that?
She can ask him if she wants.
So she want to have a communication. If they have communication, if they want to talk.
And if he says, he's just like.
Well, right. So what I'm saying. I don't think there's nothing
wrong. I just don't want you to feel like.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with her asking him like, hey, is there an issue that you have with me?
Nah, no.
Why are you?
It has nothing to do wrong. With. That's the whole point. It's not between them two.
What I'm saying is, you don't know how that affects her relationship with him. Like, think about it. If you're spending money and he's just throwing all your shit to the side now because daddy keeps buying shit. It's one thing if like, yo, daddy bought me this. I love the toy. But if I'm buying you this and he's strategically buying shit to undermine what I'm buying you, then that's probably a problem.
So you went from undermining to like adding. So you say you buy some J's, you buy two more J's. I'm not going to throw away the J I got.
I think that if that's how it starts off as like, yo, this is an addition, right?
Okay.
I think that if I notice that this is a pattern, it's obviously something that you have. That you're purposely doing. There's some kind of strategy behind.
If I'm Bridget, I'm gonna say, as long as he's getting more stuff, I'm not gonna care.
You shouldn't even worry about
it. Now, if the child comes and says, "Hey, mommy, daddy said I don't need your stuff because I got that," then I'm gonna.
That's the problem.
I don't think it's me.
But the simple fact of me buying more stuff because I got it.
Okay,
I'm gonna let that. That's cool.
I don't think that it should be. I don't think it should necessarily be an argument or anything. I don't think that it should be a disagreement, none of that. I just think that if she decides to ask him, I don't have an issue with that. If she asks him, hey, are you buying this for the wellness of our kid, or are you just buying this to undermine me? I don't think there's nothing wrong with asking a direct question.
You see this little line right here?
Be a man.
It's a thin line.
when you in that situation. Hey, man, bro. Some people don't like when people just ask them some shit straight up. If your ego ain't as fragile, and you good, and if you're doing it out of what you saying it, then it shouldn't be no issue. If you're doing it to undermine, that's the only time somebody gonna take disrespect for. They're gonna be like, it's disrespectful. If I ask you about it, I deliver it to you in the right manner, and I ask you, I don't see what the issue is.
And I just say, oh no, one of my kids have two more pairs.
And then she got to eat that. There's nothing else you can do.
That's not going to happen. You know women. That's not going to be that simple.
Let's say that y'all are the man that's doing it, right? If you're doing it and she asks you, would you think, why is she asking me this? Or would you be like, I get why she's asking me this.
No, you wouldn't be understanding. I would just flat out say, hey, this is for my kid. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. That's it.
Hey. All right, man.
It depends. Was I being petty or was I not? That's the truth. It depends. Was I being petty or was I not?
So if you're being petty and somebody asks you, are you being petty? So what's the issue? Be a real nigga and say.
Had an issue with her accent.
So that's what I'm saying. What's the issue? Bridget don't have the right to ask. If you're saying
that, she can ask whatever she wants.
So that's what I'm saying. So why are we even? What are we going back and forth about? If I already said that she noticed that you're being petty, you said you're being petty. Why can't she ask you that you're being petty? Are you being petty? If she wants clarification, she says, "Hey, I just want to know: are you doing this out of love, or are you just doing this because you want to be petty?" Nigga, then why can't she ask that? You just said she being petty.
Take the bitch to Coon Court.
Only question should be, what time we meeting at the drop off and pick up?
If I'm Bridget and it's simple as he's just getting more than double of my child's gifts.
But that's not what you just, okay, so I'm asking you about what you initially said. I want to hear the answer. If you said maybe I'm just being petty.
I said one case. I'm doubling up for just because I see the opportunity to get more gifts, or I want to be petty. I'm trying to undermine that person. Then it's deeper issue.
So basically you're saying it could be two different things, correct?
Of course. Yeah.
So if it could be two different things, if she's curious, why can't she ask?
I don't know. Why can't she?
So if she asked him.
Okay.
That's not my only thing. Well, I said y'all was disputing what I said. I'm saying I get what she
I never disputed question. That.
I don't
she
think
can't
there's nothing
ask.
Wrong with what she said.
I disputed that. If she feels some type of way.
I think she's clear.
Because feel some I way. Said if I was Bridget, that's if I'm him. But if I'm Bridget. If I'm Bridget, and that's all, I don't see no other signs, I'm gonna let it go because my child's benefit from it. You did?
Alright, I think we on the same page here now, man.
Yeah, anyway, so we selling merch. We got the Facts and Cap mask, $13, y'all. We got the shirts. What are the shirts?
$20.
Oh, yeah. Just then. Hoodies, $30. Crew necks are going to be
$27.
$27 crew necks. So, right now, we just got black and white. You can get the red logo. You can get the white, yellow logo. But $30 for the hoodie, $27 for the crew necks.
All right, back to what's the scenario? Alright, so we got Ali, right? Ali's an inspiring rapper. He's in his late 20s, early 30s. He has a best friend named Sam, who is a social media influencer. That's his job. He's an influencer of social media, y'all. Ali asked Sam to post his music. Ali says he'll even pay him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sam tells him that his music is whack and he's not posting bad music because it hurts his brand.
Mm-hmm.
Ali is pissed because not only the rejection hurt his feelings, but he's mad because Sam be in the studio with him. And when he's recording, Sam says, it's cool, sound good. So he's feeling the type of way, you know, towards Sam. Is Sam wrong or is Sam real?
It's both. It's both because when you're in the studio recording with Ali and you tell him, yo, that's cool, you're boosting him and you let him know supporting or not. that it's good music. Mm-hmm. So when you do that, you kind of make it seem like you give off the impression that it's good music. So why would I, when, now when it's time to
you to help me out,
you say it's trash. Mm-hmm. So like in that case, you're lying. At one point, you're lying. So, but at the same time, you feel like it's trash, you're not obligated to put it on your page. Mm-hmm. That's why I say it's both.
Yeah, I think I kind of feel the same way. I think that if, I think where Sam is wrong, don't wait to tell me when it's time for me, for you to be involved. Don't wait to tell me that it's trash. You should have told me in the studio, hey, I ain't really feeling it. It's necessary saying you got to say, hey, this some trash ass shit, nigga. You could have just been like, hey, man, I ain't really feeling it. I don't think this the one. And then he could make his decision. That way, if he asks you after that, you could already stand on the fact that you told her, hey, I ain't feeling this. I'm a social media influencer. This is how I make my money. And you want me to put out a product that I don't believe in. So I can agree with that. I don't know, Brian, how you feel about that?
Can I do what I always do and spend it a little bit?
Do what you want to do, bro.
Freaking. Let's say one time, right? He said, hey, bro, this song just wasn't on. And Buddy came off like, oh, you just being a hater, nigga. This shit hard. Like, he didn't accept the criticism. So he's like, you know what? I'll never say that again because you can't accept
criticism.
The criticism.
You know what I would tell you? Stop going to the studio with him, man. If he can't take the criticism with you in the studio with him, fuck. You already know
that. I mean, maybe he makes some good music. But the one song he wants to promote, that's just not the one.
See, I had a facts and cap this. It's pretty much similar question. It's like, as a friend, if your friend is chasing their dream and you don't believe in it, are you obligated to support them?
I'm not
a friend.
Okay, so.
Because that works the same way. What is support? Telling them it's trash and keep doing it?
So for me, I think that Sam is being very supportive. About telling Ali, hey, this isn't good. Now,
you were tripping before when you were telling me.
I've told multiple niggas that I know that make music. I've critiqued them. I ain't told them all, hey, this is trash. I might be like, you can do better. It's something I told, like, I just really ain't fucking with this. But I know for a fact, niggas just want to be in the studio and the atmosphere just want to be around. And so niggas is going to be like, not telling you the truth. So I feel like that's the best critique you can get. Is a nigga telling you he don't fuck with it. Now, as far as you need to understand a person like Ali, you shouldn't expect everybody to fuck with you, support with you, and you shouldn't feel away, especially from a nigga like Sam who basically told you how they feel about your music.
Not initially.
I feel like, yeah.
Scenario.
I'm just talking about the what's the scenario. As far as...
He said it was dope.
I'm talking about his name. My bad. If we're talking about the initial scenario, yeah, he's totally wrong.
Yeah.
Stop. You're being a yes man.
But what if the one song that he wants them to promote, like he thinks that's a single, he might have actually fucked with most of the music.
Well, then he should have. Then that's when you state your opinion. Like, hey, I don't think this song it. I'm not going to support that. Give me another song. Or give me something hot.
He basically said,
like, you're not going good. That's where the issue lies. That's where I feel like the issue lies.
Sam, be like, all right, well, thanks for your opinion. Or I'm going to ask somebody else.
You got other resources. If you feel like this is the one and I don't,
prove me wrong. Prove me wrong, bro.
I agree with that.
And we should be able to dap it up and keep it. If we real homie, we dap it up and we keep it moving.
But Ali probably.
I think he's saying he felt led on.
He felt led on.
You're telling me
you be in the studio with me, this is fire, this is dope, it's cool, it's cool. The one time I'm ready to give it to you and you promote it, you're trash. That's fucked up.
That is fucked up. He's wrong. I don't feel like Ali's wrong for that. At any point when you think about it, because it's like, you've been telling me this is good for 3 months, and now I got a plan together. I'm ready to drop. I got my money right. I know you basically can plug me in to some eyes, to more eyes and ears, hearing my shit and seeing my shit. And now it's just like, hey, your shit trash.
So now let me flip it. Let's say Sam is not in the studio. Mm-hmm. Sam has this social media presence, and he posts stuff. He does whatever. Ali being in the studio making music. Ali would put out music, Sam would like it on his page, comment it, like keep going. He'll never like give him his critique. He'll just support.
Yeah, supporting him.
hey, you know my friend rap, boom, bop, but never on his platform. Yeah. Maybe on other people's platform, maybe on a text message, maybe on a different thing.
So then he asked him.
So then he asked him.
He said
no. Is he wrong? He never gave. Sam never gave like the idea that it was trash, but he never.
I don't think he's wrong, but I think that explanation is
old.
Like, yeah. Just because he could basically tell him like, look, man, I'm your friend. I'ma always support you.
Except when it comes
to right or wrong. Right or wrong, I'ma support you. So when I'm online, when we in public, I'ma support you. I'll go to your shows,
Yeah.
But I'm gonna be honest with you, when it comes to your business and my business combining, if I'm not comfortable with it, I'm gonna let you know.
I feel like it might affect my
Maybe I could have told you in private that this is what it is, but I don't kill niggas' dreams. And I don't know how you would recede to that. Like, it just depends on the conversation you have. You know what I mean? That's how I look at it. So, I don't know. How you think? What you think about that?
I mean, man, look. You got to know your friends. It's some friends.
People sensitive about their
dreams. It's some friends that you can actually be 100 with. And some friends you got to keep it 50 with. Some niggas can't take the truth.
Yeah. I got one more. You come home to your wife whooping the shit out of your 12-year-old son. It's beginning to get a little bit excessive, so you're walking over to stop the whole situation, right? Before you can get there, your son turns around and slaps the shit out of your wife. He realizes what he did, and he says it was just reflexes, and that he's sorry. What do you do?
So, this has been going on. She's been whipping him for a while.
You just come home. You walk in the house. You see your wife. You're like, okay, this nigga getting a whooping.
Yeah,
but then it's...
How old is he?
12. But then you notice, like, all right, it's starting to get out of control. As you're walking over to get the situation under control, he's saying, the son is claiming out of reflexes, he slaps her in the face.
How hard?
I mean, you slap your mama, you know. I don't even think that it's necessary about how hard. I think it's like your mama gonna be shocked.
Is it like a that, or is it like a?
I don't know. I don't want to take away from the question, so I don't know.
Regardless, he slapped.
You can tell me how you feel about either slap.
No, this is my thing. This is where you gotta have two separate conversations.
Facts.
One conversation you gotta have with your son, like, hey,
conversation.
Look. Listen, let me finish. In front of her, yes, this might be a... We
All right, no, he's going to answer it, and I kind of agree with him. Go ahead.
Like, you gotta protect your wife. Like, you don't do this, you might... I ain't going to really rough him up. It may look like I am. And then I'm like, all right, go to your room. Get her, okay, you okay, you okay? All right, go in the room. Now I'm going to have a conversation with him. Look, I'm going to talk to your mother and let her know she was too aggressive. She shouldn't have did that. But at the end of the day, you don't put your hands on a woman, period. Like, you just don't do that. I understand it. You were mad. It was a reflex. Like, she might be 5'2", and you were 6'2", and she beat your ass, and you just reflex. Like, you just hit it. Like, hey, that was too hard. And I get it. But you can't do that, because in life, that's going to hurt you a lot worse. Facts. You hitting your mom could be versus church. Hitting a woman in that same type of situation, can get you in a lot more trouble. Now, when I get to the room and I talk to her, hey, look, that was a little aggressive. You didn't have to go that hard. Mm-hmm. Yes, he was wrong for hitting you, and I addressed that in the room.
Facts.
But next time, if you feel like you got to do all that, let me handle it.
Facts. 100%. I agree. Okay, so I agree with that, because the way that I would handle it, I would probably, you know what I'm saying, like, when I see him smack her, I'm going to be like, okay, so obviously this is a situation that calls for me and me only. Like, I'm the nigga that has to handle this, because both of them are a little overly emotional. He's tired of getting beat, and she just got slapped by her child. Separated. That's the first thing you need to do. Separate this situation. Me, I'll probably go to the wife, because I feel like a wife is going to be a little bit more emotional, especially after she got slapped. Just the women that I've dealt with.
That's moms, what I said.
Aunties.
Send him to the room. Make sure she's good.
I even might make a little spectacle of it in front of her, just to make sure she knows, like, okay, he on my side. Like, I'm not gonna walk. Nigga, you think it's okay? Go to your motherfucking room, nigga. Let me cool off while I talk.
That's what I said. Rough him up a little bit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Make a spectacle of it. And I would talk to her and be like, listen. First of all, you need to tell me what he did to get the woman. Because I need to know, is this excessive? Is it not? Because to me, walking in the door, this looked excessive. So I need to know what happened.
I might walk in the door and be like, both of y'all motherfuckers tripping. I just worked 12 hours and I'm walking in at this point.
So, like you said, so look, I think it's gotten to the point where he's not, that may have been reflexes. I'm not against you. I'm just saying, we don't need this situation to happen again.
Because if this happened with a young lady in college,
yes,
you're going to jail. Said,
like he just said, listen, from now on, when it comes to disciplining him, especially before you put your hands on him, let me handle it. Let me figure out that. Let me figure that out. Or contact me. You know what I'm saying? Or walk away. He's old enough to where you can walk out the house and cool off a little bit.
And if I need to get
talk to me, it's teamwork. As far as my son, when I walk in there, I'm be like, hey, nigga. You might have thought that maybe you didn't agree with it. I get that it's that. But, yeah, we got to work on just the way that you handle things, bro. What do you think is going to happen when I'm not around in situations? Like she could call the cops on you for that. I'm not saying that you can't call. Like, she might have been excessive, but who you think they're going to believe? Nigga, you the 12, you a 12-year-old, you a big. Like let's just handle this in a better situation, bro. You got to learn to control your emotions. You're a child. I think the best thing you need to do is control your emotions. Enough. What?
Like. There is one way to handle this, in my view. Like, the child should never put their hands on the parent. Like, period. I grew up, man. I done seen the craziest kind of beatings the parents put on children, right? And I know we live in a different age. It's 2020, so all that.
I think this is a different age shit, right?
I've seen crazy beatings. So
I don't think nobody said he was okay for hitting her.
Nah, what I'm saying is at that moment, that's a teachable moment. Like, I am 100% on him to not a lecture, not go to your room. Like,
I said I'll rough him up first.
I would make sure, take out y'all want to that, to that he knows that he was in the wrong.
I think he knows he's wrong the minute if it's reflexes, like he said.
It doesn't matter.
You know what happened to my reflex? I reached for the belt one time and I knew. I fucked up.
We've all been in that situation where you
might just like,
but I never reflex and smack my mama like that.
But let's say he's. But you gotta understand. Let's say he's getting hit and I let it fly.
I've been beat. I've been in situations where I've seen excessive beating. That's just a no go.
I done been in a situation. I had to catch myself.
You got like, going
like, oh, I'm getting my like ass Cuban beat.
Yeah, I'm gonna fight that hair, nigga.
Fuck that.
As a parent, as a dad in that situation, I'm gonna make sure.
Let me go, y'all. I'll let y'all go.
Go ahead. No. Go ahead. I didn't stop you. Go ahead.
I'm gonna make sure that I put it on to make sure you know that's not all right. So now, after that's done, I'm gonna hope that he understands that. You can't do that. Later on, I can have a conversation with him to explain more of a talk. Be like, look, you can never put your hands on a female. Later, like in any situation, whatever. Explain why that was bad. Like how that can look in certain situations. The wife, I'm be like, look, dude's getting older. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be. It may not be the smartest way to I agree with y'all on that. It may not be the smartest way to handle that. I'm trying to beat him. Whatever he did, it was that bad that you felt the need to beat him. Let me handle it. Let me be there to make sure it don't go left. But there's no excuse for him to put his hands on.
We never gave an excuse.
No, I'm not.
You
I'm
have
not.
To address that fast early. If you talking about, I'm gonna wait to address the fact that you put your hands on.
What I do in response is addressing the fact.
No,
I'll make sure he never did
all
that
this
again.
Shit needs to be said in the same night.
Nah.
Don't ever put your hands on your mom.
I mean,
explain the consequences.
I'm talking about.
So you're trying to just make it about the mom.
We'll have a conversation all together afterwards, too.
That's down, you know.
We all gonna have a conversation.
I guess maybe I didn't explain it good enough. Like, I think I can
what you explain saying, it. Though.
What I'm saying is in detail, like in a like when we having a conversation one on one, when the nerves are down, I'm not gonna be explaining that while you still getting beat while you just
doing. No. Once you get the whole point was separate them first.
No, ain't no separate. Like he got like you can't put your hands on the wife. That's a no-go.
I get that. And I feel
that's your
like,
mom.
I feel like we're saying the same thing in a different way. Because, like I said, when I say rough them
no,
up,
I think
yes, we're going to address that situation there. Go to your room. Boom. Baby, you good? Make sure you good. All right. Sit in here for a second. Go take a shower. I'm going to go talk to him. And at that point...
maybe not even like...
No, right. That conversation has to happen because the shit could get way worse in real life outside of the household where no police are getting called. Now, nigga, you got this charge.
He will, but he'll understand that.
No, I need those type of conversations gotta happen right away.
I think both ways.
Right away.
The child will get some understanding.
About, like right at the next scene. I'm talking about maybe the next episode or two.
Nah.
The next day.
Because then it's going to be like, oh, well, shit, it wasn't that
deep.
That's what
we ain't going to sleep until this shit.
Yeah,
that's
what I was about to say. This situation getting handled tonight.
Nigga,
on both sides.
That falls back to your career.
And first of all, I'm not finna be going back and forth between rooms after I say what I got to say to you and I say what I got to say to him.
I'm going to sleep.
For me, now we're going to talk all together. Look.
Nah, by the time I'm done.
He feel like you shouldn't hit him like that. I get it. He's becoming a man. I get it. I've been there before. I ain't really get whoopings at 12, but my mama might have did some shit, and I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, what's going on? I get it. Like, I feel like communication is key, bro. I feel like there's ways to handle situations, and communication is key. Close the door for me, please. So, yeah. Hold on. Y'all want a bonus one, or y'all good? You want some fix? I got a bonus one. All right, you buy your daughter a car for her 16th birthday.
No, he should.
Kind of like that. She says she appreciates you, and there's nothing wrong with the car. She wants to work hard and get her own car because nothing in life is handed to you. Do you respect her decision?
Yep. But just know, you better work real hard because I ain't putting no more money in no more cars. As long as I can get my money back that I put on this car, hey, do what you want. But I'm not buying no insurance. I ain't buying no car. You want to work hard, be an adult, get it yourself.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing else to say.
Yeah, 16-year-old say that.
I'm going to ask you, are you sure?
This is how I want to reiterate. You sure?
I would say this. Not that I necessarily don't respect it. I think the first thing I would tell her, I'd be like, look, what you got to understand is, I understand you want to get it out of the mud, but that's kind of a mentality that we as black people think. People get rich because of relationships, because of what they got from them. You shouldn't never feel ashamed about what I got from you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should never, like, especially, let's say that she lives where we live. I'd be like, yo, you from this area. You didn't grow up poor. Let's say she didn't grow up poor. She didn't come from that. You don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm. And if her response is like,
the smarter
no,
thing
I just
rather
get
you
it.
Do, the smarter thing I'd rather you do, take this car, build your money up. Then, if you want to get another car, trade that one in. Let's come to an agreement or use that on something else. That's how I feel.
It would be what Brandon just said, like her response to that. Her response to that would determine whether
I'm saying the response is her response. What I said.
No.
What I said is her response.
No. So what you just what like, you say? Just you said. Just said. Mm-hmm. I'll say all that, and she still come back with.
Well, I appreciate that, Dad. I just
no. If she wanted, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But at that point,
no.
Everything is on you.
If she don't get what I'm trying to say, I'm be like, look, all right, look. I'm gonna tell you like this: as a high schooler, where you're gonna work a certain amount of hours, and you do this, I'm gonna let you do it. But I'm telling you, the way that you get further in life, especially, is through support. If you got family that's supporting you, you should take that support. If you got people, you got relationships.
You work both ways.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. You work hard, baby.
Her mindset, like, you're giving her a life lesson. Like, don't feel like you, like people that got it because they worked hard. People got handouts. People have relationships.
I'm not saying that's the only way.
So,
but
if she wants
her,
to be
I'm
like,
make your life easier.
She
my
wants,
job
she
is
wants to build a work ethic and be like, I want to prove I can do it. And she's
and I
want to
get what I really want.
Baby, you ain't.
I don't know that.
I'll be like, baby, if you could save $2,000, let's say I put $2,000 in this car. Baby, save you $2,000. Cool. Match me then. You know what I'm saying? Like, or whatever, or if you want a different car, then let's, I don't know. I just feel like I feel like it's a stereotype for us to feel like, because, black people, a lot of black people, I'm not saying us, a lot of black people are forced to leave the house early. They respect more so the person that's getting it out the mud. They don't like shit being handed down to them. Me, as a father, which I would tell her, my job is to make your life easier than my life. which your life would be to make your job, your life easier than your parents. Yes, work ethic is respected. That should be your goal. You should work hard. But also, because you may have a relationship or you may have a better opportunity than maybe a classmate or somebody that you know that may have to get it out the mud, that don't mean don't take it. You better take that while you can. Take you the same way that you saying, the same way that you saying, you wanna work hard for shit and all that. Also, when you have opportunities, you should snatch those. So that's just how I feel about it. So I will, like I said, I think we all agree. I would explain this to her in depth, and if she still don't get it, then you know what? Either I'll keep the car in the garage for a little bit, and let you think about your situation, or if you really don't want it, then hey, do your thing. But I ain't asking you to struggle. You ain't got to struggle. You feel me?
All right, so I got two.
The same thing.
Yeah, that's what I say. I mean, I get it.
I got two facts and cap.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I read this. Men cheat for sexual reasons, for like a sexual pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Women cheat for more emotionally, right? For emotional gain, for to fill a void that's emotionally, that's not there emotionally. So it's saying that's the reason why it hurt a nigga more when a woman cheat versus the other way around. Facts or cap?
Facts.
Speak on it. Say your thoughts. Speak on it.
I just feel like in 85% of the cases, 85% of the cases, a nigga's gonna cheat not because you're in love. You just want to get your dick wet by something new. It just happened. It was an accident. I was drunk. Whatever the excuse may be, it was just because of that. For a respectable woman that's just out here living her life, and maybe she's not getting everything she needs at home, and she has that one person that she's close to, and some type of way she develops some type of... It takes more of a feeling for a respectable woman to have sex with a man. Like, they're not just gonna fuck no random nigga. I ain't talking about that 15% of females. I'm talking about respectable women.
Shouts out to the 15%.
But I feel like if a woman gonna do that, if a woman gonna cheat, they're cheating because there's something missing and they're trying to fill that void. A nigga just, damn, my bad. It was a slip up.
So that's why it hurt more.
That's why it hurt more, because you know, in your head as a guy, you know 85% of the time a woman gonna cheat because there's more emotion, there's a connection, there's an attachment to that other person.
It means more.
Yeah. Nigga can go fuck somebody out there, forget her name tomorrow.
Justin?
I think that is a case by case scenario.
You don't think it's 85?
No, I definitely. I think it's a case by case scenario. I think if you ask a man, I think as men we mask our feelings, so we will say, and sometimes we're not really aware of our feelings. Like we lack more self awareness than a woman. Like a woman is more in depth with her own feelings. We as men, we care about what other men say. We care about what other men think of us. We care about what we think. You know what I'm saying? We have more ego. So I would say that. I think a lot of times, like you say, you're trying to get your dick wet. But it also may be that maybe we don't get good communication from a woman or something like that. Or maybe the woman that we fucking, the other woman, maybe she's doing something that the other woman may lack. But instead of us, which for me, I would think like maybe like what you feel is your, like you should basically express, like you need to find a way to express your feelings more or maybe get a better understanding of your feelings. You know, and figure out why you do the things you do. As far as a woman, I think a woman probably is more in tune with her feelings. For some women, just goddamn, they just want some dick. So I just think, like I said,
that sounds like the females to me.
Huh? All I'm saying is that I just think that you
got to the 15.
I just think that it's more of a case by case. I think it's more a case by case scenario than we think. If I can say that. That's what I think. I think men lack self-awareness.
I really wish we had a female we could ask this question.
Yeah, I would have loved if we had a girl. Well, we had Maya.
We might bring it back just ask the female next time.
Hey, put an asterisk by this, right? So make sure we
keep. Might just do that for our female.
Yeah, uncheck that motherfucker.
What you think? Honestly, from my experience, I think a lot of that shit, like 85 to 15, the man feelings, emotional, is stereotype. In real life, it's case by case. Like, women cheat for sexual needs.
I've been cheated on back in the day because a woman just wanted dick. That's just what it is.
A man cheat for emotional needs. I've seen men cheat because him and his girl getting into it.
Facts.
And then he another girl was there consoling him. He was happy with her. He was laughing with her. They started flirting. He started fucking. And then he moved on. The girl he cheated with, his side girl, became his main girl.
Let me clarify this. Like, it may be a nigga might think that this girl is maybe, like, you like one thing that's better than what your girl do. But overall, your girl does more for you than that. So just for niggas who watching, who's thinking about doing what they need to do, just think about that first. Like, let this person off.
Is it worth it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
85-15. So
85. I thought it was 80-20.
Nah, 85-15.
85, no. Y'all niggas are made up numbers.
So that's how I feel, man.
You got any more?
That's it, man.
I got one more. Hold on. Let me ask you, because I meant to ask this last week, but this shit just ended.
Hey, I got a scenario. Remind me after this. We're going to bring it up next week, but we got to have females on episode. We're going to have some females on the next episode. Matter of fact, if you want to be on next episode.
Some women, guys.
We need one woman, one female, and one.
One woman.
No. You hear what he said?
He said one woman, one female. So we're going to have a dog.
Respectful woman and a female.
Basically, we need a hoe. We need some respectful women, some church women.
Right. It could be a hoe and a reform hoe, and then just somebody in between. We need 2 to 3 females next episode.
Hey,
let me
ask y'all a question.
You might need a different.
Wait. Let me ask y'all a question.
You don't know what they talking about.
Let me ask y'all something. Is there something wrong with dating a reformed hoe?
No.
Do you think that a reformed hoe is the best woman to be with?
I love my wife, so I ain't gonna answer this question. She ain't never been a hoe.
Oh, I love my wife.
Let's set that up for you. What I would tell a nigga, who worried about his wife, like, say he find out that she had a past, is she reformed? I would tell the nigga, like, yo,
you about to have the best time of your life.
Yeah,
man, I got a fact.
She got experience. What
Once a hoe, always a hoe.
No, hell no. Cap. That's why they call it hoe phase.
You might have a long hoe phase, but you can come out.
So this is why I don't like, I think it's been, I've thought about, I don't remember what my answer is, so don't hold it against me, but we've asked questions where it's like, a friend finds out that his girl, that the other nigga girl is a hoe or whatever, should he tell her? The reason why I think that a nigga should probably mind his business is
don't
because,
mess up a happy home.
What if she's
reformed?
Yeah, what if she's starting over?
Hey, when we get
what up. What if she is starting over? What if she's literally like, you know what? Because we've all been in a relationship where, like, where you might be in a phase where you're like, nigga, I've been wilding out. I really feel this girl, though. So I'm really, like, buckle down and try to, you know,
nigga,
put my all into this relationship.
Why you ain't just say me?
I mean, I said we all been in it. I think we all can agree with that. It ain't just you. Now, you might
so be like, look, me. Like, I want to say a name off air. And this right here might be the most reformed one that I could think of. And they have in a happy, loving relationship at this point.
But my point, whatever names you put, you never know. You never do shit.
I've seen both sides.
I've seen the worst kind of women. Like, you just show me, that's like, okay, I get it. I've seen the worst kind of women.
That's just the first one. Kind of women, so that just came off the top of my head.
I get it. So, y'all ready to end this? Wait, let me ask my bonus real quick.
All right, I don't, cool. All right.
I think this one's
y'all examples.
Y'all, so what you think she's still hoeing?
Oh.
Hey, look, is one
15%.
Is one to stunt on your ex? a sign of you still caring about them?
Facts. Hold on, what was the question again?
Dr. Kev, is you stepping on your ex just a sign of wanting to care about them?
Yeah, you still care about them. You worried about what they feel.
Like,
okay. I think it's natural.
Wait, let me give you an example, and it might, I don't know how your opinion might change. I was watching like this interview with Will Smith, and he was saying, like, basically, he kind of basically put it out there that, like, when he was younger, he was kind of like a bum, right?
Yeah.
And his girl cheated on him.
Damn.
And he said he felt like that situation gave him the drive to be like, you know what? I'm going to show her. I'm this guy. I'm this dad. Blah, 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 blah.
And then Jada showed him.
I'm going to do some difference.
Nah, I get it, but I'm gonna show him. But like,
do you think that's basically a sign of him still caring about her? Basically, it did have a sign of hurt.
It's a sign of hurt, but he's using that as motivation. But I don't. If you would have asked Will Smith, you think right now you still worrying about every day? Do you say her name when you get fresh? No, yeah. I think it's just he's using that as motivation. Not specifically her. The
I think,
idea.
I agree. I think that's different. I think that he used her, his hurt, to fuel. It ended up he developed a work habit.
He's not waking up. Well, let me make sure she see me on Instagram.
Have you ever been broken up and been like, you know what? I'm about to get right. I'm about to get my hair right, my body right, my mind right, whatever. Just to like show somebody in, it end up being a habit or some shit. Is that what you done?
Yeah, the other way around.
I'm gonna say,
yeah,
you get worse.
I mean,
you think niggas get depressed and women get better? You ever had an ex that got better? You be like, damn. Well, never mind. Don't answer that. Don't answer that.
I'll be like, what?
We don't say that for another
episode. Wow. I don't think so.
Nah, we're gonna ask about it. We're gonna talk about it. NBA Finals
episode, motherfucking 15. We out, man. Peace.